We would hope that it would be. Since, of course, our budget is just getting ready to be approved, that our sheriff submitted, so our new budget starts October 1st. So hopefully that will be something that would help us in the long run.
Hundreds of well-dressed job seekers lined the streets in front of the St. Pete Coliseum. Several were actually looking for a second job. In addition to Florida's unemployed, another 7.7% are involuntarily working part-time jobs. Jay Moore does independent graphic design work for musical album art, but right now he needs something more to stay afloat. And was even interested in working somewhere like Advanced Auto Parts.
Right now, I'm just interested in a job because I work two jobs right now and I'm in school and it still ain't enough.
Obama's proposed Jobs Act could provide a $1,500 payroll tax cut for the average American family, but Moore said he's mainly just focused on getting jobs to build up his resume.
Honestly, I thought about it, but the way politics is now and the way stuff is so messed up in the world, I try not to pay attention to it anymore.
Cassidy Hinton used to work for a mortgage bank but was part of a major layoff, so now she's waiting in line to turn in her resume to Bank of America. Unlike Moore, she said not just any job will do.
Big money, main jobs. No minimum wage. It doesn't pay the bills.
But about a third of the year has gone by, and Hinton still has had no luck finding suitable work.
Now I've been looking for, I think it's been about 4 months, 3 or 4 months now. I got laid off.
Hinton hadn't heard about Obama's Jobs Act, but she seemed happy to receive any additional help that's available. At the jobs fair, there were several workshops to help job seekers with interviewing techniques and resume writing. Keith Johnson was waiting in line to get his resume reviewed. He just moved to Tampa from New Jersey for work a couple months ago.
I work in the IT field. I'm trying to be an IT manager. Anything to do with computers, I'm trying to do.
Obama hopes to pay for part of the Jobs Act with a $3 trillion deficit reduction plan announced today. Johnson has heard about some of the benefits in the Jobs Act, but said he doesn't need them.
Unfortunately, I don't believe it's going to help me out that much because even though with the unemployment rate the way it is, it's really just publicized things. It is something else I can do. I can also look into how I can better myself through that. But right now I'm trying to focus on what I have done, and if worse comes to worse, with all due respect to the Job Act, I would love to go and see what else I can do, but I'd like to rely on myself more for now.